The Lord will return. And we're looking for and longing for his soon appearing, are we not? If you want to turn over to the second chapter of the book of Luke, I just love this little portion of scripture that talks about the night that Jesus was born. And as you're turning there, you know we can get busy with a lot of things. All through our life, we can spend a lot of time staying busy. Especially this time of the year, you know, there's so many things going on during preparing for Christmas, which is all wonderful. But we should always be focused on one thing. One thing. And that's the Lord's return. Because he's coming back. There's nothing that will prevent that from happening. There's no power that could possibly prevent the promise that was made that he shall return. So, you know, we can, looking down all the time, we need to be looking up all the time. And the gospel of Jesus' birth, if you're there in Luke 2, is about those shepherds. And let's read together. Luke's record says, "And it came to pass in those days that there were out of a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while when they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds." Shepherds. I mean, you talk about the lowest class. They were abiding in their fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And I just love this. "And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid." Can you imagine? I would be petrified. "And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." All people. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Christ the Lord. A couple of things that kind of struck me. That little phrase that we just read, in the same country. You know, the shepherds were of Israel. Jesus was a Jew. Jesus came to God's chosen people. Secondly, the shepherds were abiding in their fields. Now, there were cities scattered all about. Jerusalem was the largest. And boy, you bet all those people in Jerusalem, they were just going about their lives just like we do. They were busy. But, you know, they were probably all asleep. They were busy, but they were sleeping. I wonder how many of them were watching. Now, there are a few that we read in the gospel record that we're looking for and longing for Jesus appearing. Just a handful. Not very many. Because everybody else was too busy. They were too busy. They knew the scripture, but they were too busy. But the shepherds were keeping watch over their flock by night. You know, Jesus is called the Good Shepherd, the Great Shepherd. But the shepherd's job was to protect the sheep. And even though they needed to sleep, there was always one, at least in the group, that had to be on watch, watching and waiting. In that one night, the Father, God the Father, his perfect plan of salvation was brought to life, to human life. And you know, like them, we are to be on guard. We're to be vigilant. We're to be sober. We're to be watching. We're to be looking up, believing in the promise given for Jesus' soon return, and not be caught up in the things of this life. The enemy would have us be caught up. We need to be looking up. And the prophets, they prophesied about the promised Messiah. Everything up until that point and at that very night was fulfilled about the Messiah coming. And there are more prophecies that we know, and they shall be fulfilled. Many of them have been. You know, I was thinking about John's gospel record. You know, John announced Jesus as the Christ. In John 1:29, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, "Behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world." Later, in the 36th verse, "And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, 'Behold the Lamb of God.'" Here he is, the promised one, the Messiah. Here he is. And then the Father. I just love it. The Father's great approval of his Son. "And lo, a voice from heaven." Whose voice was that? That's the voice of God. God the Father. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Also in Matthew 17:5, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." The paramount, the only one. Hear ye him. First Thessalonians 5, and you don't need to turn there. I'll just be brief. But see, we're in the time right now when Jesus could come at any moment. "But of the times and of the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you." You don't need me to tell you. "For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child." Thinking about Mary, maybe? "And they shall not escape. But ye, brethren," this is us, "are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." We don't want to be like the people that were in the city, in the towns, in their homes, asleep at night. We want to be awake. Amen. Then I shared with you a little verse that I found over in Psalms. I shared it with you last week. It's Psalm 85, and the verses are 10 and 11. And I put a little sticky note right there because I keep going back to it. "Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven." That's Jesus. Then in Acts, "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." A prophecy, a promise, yet to be fulfilled. "And when these things come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." Look up. Look up. Let's not get so busy that we are not looking for and longing for his return. This meeting is so precious because you don't hear a lot of that in Christian circles. We hear a lot about service and charity. That's all wonderful. All wonderful. But that can be consuming too. It can be distracting. It can lead to self-righteousness and abundance, a lot of other things. But I don't want to miss the Lord's coming. He could come today. Of the times and seasons, we don't know. But only the Father knows. But like our pastor has shared with us many times before, it's not really in Scripture, but you think about it. Jesus just waiting for the Father to say, go get her, son. Go get her. Now is the time. You think he's going to wait after the Father says, son, take her? He's not. He's going to run to us. Fly to us. Let's be ready. Let's be ready. Well, God bless you this morning.